Oakley Doakley then. It is the Bookcast episode 696.
Podcast is recorded in front of a live chat room audience.
Take a look inside my head to see what troubles mean. We have a long way to go and we'll never be the same. I can feel all this emptiness drowning in my soul. Just wish that someone would understand me. You can let me down, but tread lightly on me.
And that was Kai Beetzer and Nick Ray with Tread Lightly. Nick Ray is an independent producer, singer, songwriter from New Orleans. His music career began as a lead singer in the local scene, performing with numerous rock and alternative bands. Not wanting to be tied down to a single genre, Ray continues today as a solo experimental artist, writing and producing almost all of his songs as they genre hop between pop, soul, alternative, hip-hop and EDM. This was, an upbeat, emotional pop house track with male vocals. We've played Nick Ray before, once in 2021 and once in 2020. But this track was released on Jamendo in November. You can find out more over at nickrayband.com.
Excellent.
Indeed. So, happy new year. Welcome to 2022. This is our first episode of the year. I'm still not quite right, so I do apologise. You're going to have me coughing and spluttering throughout the entire show. But, last week didn't happen because, well, family. So, whatever.
We also took advantage of being off work and literally did as little as possible.
We did pretty much nothing.
And I think we needed that as a family because we all felt a bit rubbish after COVID, and then you went straight into Christmas. And
I think that took it out of us, going straight into Christmas with the Christmas morning, Christmas afternoon, and the Boxing Day pair. It was quite a bit for us, having just come out of COVID, as you say.
But we had some blissful lie-ins.
So yeah.
We went to bed when we wanted, and we got up when we wanted, and
pretty
it
much.
Worked.
It did. It was nice to have that freedom, particularly as the kids come. Well, to be honest, we often got up before the kids did.
Yeah.
Well, not Alex, but the rest of them. It worked out really well. It was a nice, proper, relaxing, recharging period of time between Christmas and New Year.
Most welcome.
Indeed so. But we'll talk a bit more about what we actually did between Christmas and New Year a little bit later on.
Yes. So next up, it's a welcome return from The Man in Washington. This track is actually quite lengthy. It's 6 minutes and 2 seconds long. And the last minute or so is actually instrumental.
Ooh.
So maybe I'm growing.
Ooh.
Or maybe I just like this artist. The track is called From the Deep Waters of Sleep / Ink and Envelopes.
Thank you.
springing from pain.
I don't know, Lainey. Let's find out.
Look, what's that on the fireplace? There's a plaque of some sort.
What does it say?
I'm not sure. It's kind of erased. But I can see winner of the 2012 European Podcast Award in the UK Personality of the Year category.
Fantastic. Lainey, we're in the Podcast Towers.
You mean the place where Dave and Caroline used to stream their podcast every Friday at 9:30 p.m. UK time?
Yes, exactly. I wonder if the live chat room still exists at thebuckcast.org/live.
But what happened to this place? Where is everyone?
Uh-oh.
What do you mean, uh-oh?
You listen to podcast, you will be exterminated. Exterminated.
Run, Lily, run!
Love's my light.
And that was Igor Pamphonia with Nowhere to Go. Igor Pamphonia are two brothers, Dmitry and Igor Izayev, from St. Petersburg in Russia. They experiment in different styles, but preference is given to such styles as chill out, down tempo, ambient, deep house, disco, electronica, and pop. We played their track Sunflower, featuring Othello Glenn, on episode 689 back in November, but this is a brand new track that was released just this week. Find out more over at igorpumphonia.com. And not one giggle from you.
No. Very sensible. Before that, it was The Man in Washington. Now, we have played them a few times before. Just to remind you that that is the vocals and instruments by Chris Yeo, with some additional noises by Nigel. That's exactly what he put in the track listing. It was a very down-tempo song, but it's quite emotional as well, so I quite liked it. We have played him before. He's a native of Bath in the UK, despite the name, although we do have a Washington in the UK, I think.
We do, up in the northeast
somewhere, yes. Yeah. So he does thoughtful, sparsely composed songs. He creates an atmosphere of longing, bridging the distance between the subject matter and his audience. And he's been doing it for at least, 8 years? Maybe even more. You can find out more by checking him out on Facebook as facebook.com/themaninwashington. I do believe he had a website, but the website wasn't very well.
Ah, okay.
The website may no longer belong to him.
I see.
But it's been taken over.
Yes. Yes. Please don't tell Chris from Canada that we have somewhere in the UK called Washington. We will never live that down.
We've got a Boston too.
Yeah. Well, who's to say that our Boston and Washington weren't first, actually, thinking about it?
It might not be, but we don't steal as many place names.
No. That is true. Right. Roll call time, I do believe.
Yeah. So... in our chitter chatter room this evening, we have got Bodie. We've got Peter Patterson. We've got Fat Freddy. I had seen Chris from Canada earlier. Not sure if she's here just now. I think that's it at the moment.
Okay. Fair enough.
So that's, there you go. Awesome. Oh, and the Yannick. Who's doing the...
doing his dancing thing.
Is he flossing? Oh, hang on.
No.
He's not just quite doing YMCA.
YMCA.
Yeah. Oh, what was that one? I think he kind of collapsed.
Which one?
Where they were both outstretched.
That's just... no, what? So
that's
the first
head
one...
in the middle. And
the first one was
out.
Right arm up.
Yeah.
The second one was left arm up. The third one was both arms up. And the fourth one was both arms out.
Ah, yeah. And then up again. And yeah, then he's repeated.
Exactly.
Okay.
Precisely. I'm sure there's a name for it. We'll call it the Yannick for the moment.
Yes. Oh, the Yannick. There you
the
go.
The Yannick. Cool.
And now he's just taking the mickey because he's now got spider on.
He's now got the spider and the and the duck.
Or is that a megaphone?
And that looks like a duck.
That looks like somebody's put a piece of paper on somebody's head. Anyway, we digress.
Well, if you're not in the chat room, it's your own fault for not understanding what it is we're talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, those last two tracks were relatively down-tempo, and we could have probably not put them together and spread them out a bit, but we wouldn't
But we
known.
Don't know.
The next tracks I've got for the rest of the show are a bit more oomphy. So, this one is the Mavis Davis Band with Roller Coaster.
Ride that. Hi, my name's Rowley, and when I'm wandering the streets of London aimlessly, I love to listen to the podcast. Ooh, a rioter.
It'll be so quiet when you leave. That's the best that I can say. I won't miss you all that much. I'll be glad you've gone away. Cause there is ugly behind those pretty eyes, and there is poison on your tongue. The angel's voice so full of lies, hide the evil that you've done. So I guess we've come to World War III, the battle between you and me. Remember when I thought you cared? Looks like there'll be no life spared. Our values have been re-appraised. There will be no white flag raised with the words you said. Guess we come to World War III. Guess we come to World War III. You said you wish that I was dead, that I was cold in the ground. You put my body someplace no one knows, where it would not be found. Said I'm surprised they let you out of hell. I know someday you'll return. Said there's a place for folks like you. Baby girl, you're gonna burn. So I guess we've come to World War III, the battle between you and me. I remember when I thought you cared. Looks like there'll be no life spared. Our values have been re-appraised. There will be no white flag raised with the words you said to me. Guess we come to World War III. Guess we come to World War III. Well, I guess we come to World War III. The battle between you and me. I remember when I looks like there were no lives spare. Our values have been re-appraised. There will be no white flag raised with the words you said to me. Guess we've come to work.
And that was Kevin Milner and Piero Pelluce with World War III. The track is a gripping folk rock track with instrumentation that invokes a haunting war and lyrics that capture the catastrophic end of a relationship. Very exciting. Kevin Milner is from the USA and Piero Pelluce is from Italy. We have played them before. Carolyn played their track Medicine on episode 691 in November. But this was a brand new track released on Jumendo this week. Find out more information about Kevin Milner over at thinkrootrecords.com/Kevin-Milner. And I think Kevin and Piero and Cara Square, they all kind of work together under the Think Root Records label, which is why you have these different collaborations and stuff.
Yes.
Yes.
And before that, it was a little bit quirky. It was the Mavis Davis Band with Roller Coaster. A bit quiet on the playback. It was a little bit louder when I was listening to it on Jumendo. So Dave thinks it was something to do with
I think it was how it was mastered.
Yes. From Bristol in the UK. Now, it says Bristol in the UK, but it also says Norfolk. So my guess is they're from various places. Now, this track appears on some charity CDs that they did, which are all donation-based, and all money goes to charities like Make-A-Wish Foundation, Macmillan Nurses, Leicester Children's Ward, and the RNIB. Wow. Now, Make-A-Wish Foundation is where they take terminally ill children or children with profound disabilities or conditions and give them a nice experience. So that would be like a trip or a day out or meeting a star and things like that.
I can see what you were about to say and how you managed to stop yourself.
What?
Obviously you weren't. Okay, ignore me. Carry on.
Okay. And they have, in 3 years, raised an excess of £4,000. So, and they've just said for people to check out their tracks. Now, all of their tracks are slightly different, so there isn't... If people didn't like Roller Coaster, it will not be indicative of the band as a whole, if that makes sense.
Mm.
There you go. What did you think I was going to say?
I'm not going to say it because it's not nice.
Okay.
right, so, yeah, what do we do over Christmas? So, after we got over the annoyance of COVID, which also then, I think we mentioned at Christmas, prevented us from... going and celebrating our 20th wedding anniversary, which we've now postponed through to February. We did, as we mentioned earlier, we did manage to have actually a really nice Christmas period. As we mentioned during our Christmas show, we did a bit of travelling. We spent some really nice time with family. And... there was some pretty cracking stuff on telly as well. A lot of the Christmas specials for some of the TV series that aren't even running anymore came out, which was really nice. We did see the Doctor Who New Year's special, which was...
okay.
Yeah. I was going to say, I wasn't blown away by it. It was entertaining enough, but I just thought the storyline in itself was a little bit on the weak side.
I'm not going to go into detail. If I have to sum it up... it would have been good as an episode, not necessarily a special.
That's a very good summary. Absolutely. We also had our annual dual visit to Finglas for Mrs. Brown's Boys, which I have to say, it never gets old at all. I think the whole setup of it, I really wish they would come back and do a series. But I think Brendan O'Carroll has already said he's not going to do any more series. He'll just do the specials from now on. So it's something to look forward to. Not for everybody.
Well, we were talking about Marmite in the in the chat room earlier.
We were.
I'm very much not a Marmite person. Dave is. Fat Freddy is. I think I am probably in the minority. But that's what Mrs. Brown Boys is for everybody that likes it. There's others that don't like it. So, and you can't please everybody.
No, exactly. And Death in Paradise, which actually, as we record this, I believe the first of the new series has just finished. But they did a Christmas special, which I believe is the first time they've ever done a Christmas special for Death in Paradise. So that was good to see. And Not Going Out with Lee Mack, which I believe has officially ended, but they still come back every year with their Christmas special. So yeah, there was loads of other stuff on as well, and it was a really, really nice televisual experience over the Christmas and New Year period.
Yeah, the Not Going Out special was really nice because they did it like a panto.
Yeah.
But they did do a little bit of a tribute for Bobby Ball, who passed away just after they'd filmed their previous special.
Yeah.
So he had appeared in it. He had a little bit of a tribute at the end, but they actually reference him in the show, which was really nice.
Yeah, what made that tribute really good is that he was in that scene the entire time, just as a photograph on the telephone table.
Mm.
And then I think it was Lee referenced his dad, who played by Bobby Ball. And we had a bit of a focus on the photograph, and I thought that was a really, really nice, not overdone way of doing it.
But also as nice was Lucy's dad, who in the show, him and Bobby Ball's character are always at each other. He mentioned he missed him, and I thought that was the most tender tribute.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
So speaking of passings, we have a few more to mention.
We do. And this is a sad one. Betty White, the last remaining Golden Girl, died earlier this week, I believe it was, at the age of 99.
She was literally a week or two away from 100.
Exactly. And I'll be honest, I thought she was going to live forever.
Yeah.
She's one of those people that just never, ever slowed down. If you've ever seen her on television recently, because she's still about, she's still doing stuff, you wouldn't think she was, you know, nearly 100. You'd think she was probably closer to 70, maybe.
Yeah.
Just completely and totally ageless.
The other person I think of as never ending is Dick Van Dyke.
Yes, absolutely.
Because he's not too dissimilar in age to Betty. He might be a couple of years younger, but he seems like he's going to go on forever. I would like to tell a very short story about Betty White
that I found out,
and I double-checked that it was correct. So Betty White used to have something called the Betty White Show. It was made in the 1950s.
Yes.
During that show, she invited a chap on it called Arthur Duncan, who was a tap dancer. He was also black. She was then encouraged to take him off because the colour of his skin might offend people. Not only did she decline, she found every conceivable opportunity to feature Arthur Duncan in the show. And in the end, they took her show off because of it, but she didn't care because she did the right thing. And I think that just kind of sums up Betty White.
Yeah.
And I love that about her.
Yeah, absolutely. Peter just mentioned in the chat room, Betty White outlived all the other Golden Girls by 11 years.
Yeah.
And this is going to make you feel old. The Golden Girls finished in 1992, 30 years ago.
Wow.
Yeah. Absolutely. And the other utter legend that has left us today, in fact, was the actor Sidney Poitier, who I believe was the first black actor to receive an Academy Award for Best Actor.
Mm.
Now, I'll remember him for things like... I'm just trying to think what he was... I've got it in my head. It was a TV series he was in on a regular basis. He was in To Sir With Love. I believe he was in...
Was the one about a city? The I'm going to have to look this up.
Yeah, this is going to be a live look-up, I'm afraid, people. Because, unfortunately, our brains have left us whereas we know what it is we're trying to see, to say, but we can't remember the actual name. In the Heat of the Night, that was it.
In the Heat of the Night. So
in the 1960s.
I said city, but I meant night.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I remember seeing some of those. Obviously not originally, because they were back in the 1960s. But it was a good series. Now,
was that the TV series
In the Heat of the Night? Yeah,
right. Because he's been in so much stuff, but his acting stopped in 2001, and I remember him in Sneakers. I remember him in Deadly Pursuit. Little Nikita.
Oh, he was in The Jackal.
Yeah.
Oh, crumbs. I love that film.
He's in a lot more than you think. His first casting credit, which was uncredited, but he was in there as a nightclub extra, was 1947. Wow.
That is quite something.
So that's more than 50 years.
Yeah.
54 years on the screen.
That's
something.
Yeah, quite something.
But yes, yeah, so just had to mention those because it feels wrong to not, I don't know, recognise them. So I reckon we need some music and it needs to be upbeat.
Go on then.
This is BJ Wilbanks with Anything She Wants.
Help me!
Friday nights, 9:30 p.m. UK time at thebookcast.org.
Idle nights and lazy days, tidal air is kept in place, always fixing yesterday's mistakes. Talking to a TV screen, no account on where you've been. It's 2 o'clock and I am wide awake. Give it all to buy a thrill, biting nails but standing still. Running up that same old hill again. That is how it used to be, but all of my misery has come undone and ceased to be mine. Nothing's good unless it's done, my dear. Penniless, I'd sell my soul for a little decontrol. Flood my body on the whole Jake was left to me. There's love in the world and that's the thing, we make it together. Do it and it is done.
And that was Michael Ellis with Do It and It Is Done. Michael Ellis is a singer, songwriter, musician, scientist, producer and audio engineer from Oldenburg in Germany. Now, whilst this track is from August 2020, Michael has just released a brand new album at the end of last year called Fantastic, Says the Shark, from which I am sure we'll be playing some stuff in the very near future. Find out more about Michael over at michaelellis.de.
Brilliant. And before that, it was the wonderful BJ Wilbanks with Anything She Wants from Decatur in Georgia.
Yes.
Yay.
Yay.
He's an authentic, he does, he, blah, blah, blah. His authentic exploration of love and the pursuit of enlightenment has been referred to as Back Porch Soul. Fuses musical roots of Americana, Motown and Delta Blues into an intoxicating blend of Southern rock. BJ's solo work explores the intimate, raw, emotional feeling of the gospel, blues and 70s rock that he was raised on as a child. The BJ Wilbank Bang... The BJ Wilbanks Band has played shows with famous acts including Driving and Crying, Mother's Finest and the legendary Gladys Knight.
Oh!
His gregarious personality is palpable on record, often challenging other charismatic musical personalities such as Otis Redding, amongst others. His self-titled album, BJ Wilbanks, captures the refined analog production qualities of yesteryear, complete with swampy southern bass and Stax-inspired horn sections.
Okay.
It is of a reminiscent of bygone era when music was so good it transcended genre. That's when music brings people together. That was a mouthful.
It was.
You can find out more by checking out bjwilbanks.com, and he has got other stuff on Jamendo, so he might just feature again.
Oh, I see. I understand. Excellent. Right, so we have one more track to play, which Caroline will tell us about very, very soon.
I will.
But before then, excuse me, before then, just a reminder that the listener's choice for episode 700 is coming up very, very quickly. It's in 4 weeks, assuming we don't have another break, unscheduled break. If you haven't yet, or even if you have and you would like to contribute more, if you haven't yet told us what your favourite tracks are from the last year, so any track we've played from episode 653 onwards, then you can go to thebugcast.org/choice and put your selection in the form there. We will use that selection, all the selections we've been given so far. We currently have 8. It's a good number. We could have more. And we will every one of those will become episode 700. You will be in control of episode 700. So please don't miss out on this opportunity. thebugcast.org/choice.
Brilliant.
Next week, the Bugcast episode 697 will be broadcast live on thebugcast.org/live on Friday the 14th of January at 9:30 p.m. UK time. I forgot how to do this. If you'd like to get in contact with us, all our contact details you can find over at thebugcast.org/contact.
Right, so we are going to finish the show with an artist we have played numerous times. This is Explosive Ear Candy. I found them before Dave did. This track is called How We Got Here. It was released on the 28th of December 2021, so it's quite brand new. It is the first track, from their Random Hit Generator EP. Just to remind people, Explosive Ear Candy is the brainchild of the muse-infested mind of California-based songwriter Tal Moore. Features explosively infectious rock, pop and other furry animals. They're from Los Angeles in California. Really do enjoy this. And if you want to find out more, check out explosiveearcandy.com. And I'm going to stop there before I make my voice go funny again.
And we'll catch you next week.
Bye.
See ya. Oh, no, what am I doing? I'm pressing the wrong buttons. Let's try that again.
We don't we got here? Can we get out of this love? Can we get out of this love? Can we get out of this love? Can we get out?
Bugcast is streamed live at the Bugcast chat room every Friday at 9:30 p.m. UK time. Join hosts Dave and Caroline, along with the other listeners, in the live chat room to join in the fun.
Shut up!
You've been listening to a member of the Other Side Podcast Network. Find more about our shows at otherside.network.